This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Can pets cure loneliness? Well, a new study driven by the National Centre for Healthy Ageing in partnership with Monash University and Peninsula Health will investigate whether bonding with animals can reduce loneliness and social isolation. And Monash University researcher Dr. Em Bold has been studying human-animal interactions. Em, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you for having me.
Em, before we get into the human-animal bond, let's talk about loneliness. What are the risk factors for being lonely and who is more susceptible?
Well, we know that loneliness and social isolation can have a detrimental effect on physical health, but also causes increased instances of depression and suicide. And we know from research that the groups like older people in aged care settings often have limited opportunities for social interaction. Refugees or recent migrants report a lack of opportunity for social interaction and contact with members of the host community. And also Australian universities, though a host to thousands of international students, also experience loneliness and social isolation, particularly that difficulty establishing new friendships in Australia. Yeah. And they then obviously experience homesickness. And this negatively impacts international students' sense of confidence and well-being. And those are the three groups we're really targeting in this research.
And what are some of those negative impacts that loneliness can have on someone?
Well, like I say, it can lead to, have impacts on their physical health, but it also, if people are feeling really lonely, it can lead to depression and suicidal thoughts.
And what impact can an animal have on someone who is experiencing loneliness?
Well, it gives you the sense of connection to somebody. I know from my own personal experience, I moved to Australia and I moved with my dog and I didn't know anybody. All I had was my dog. And through my dog, Murphy, I was able to meet people through going out into the community. And then when I moved and I had older neighbours next door, and I connected with them through Murphy as well. And they were Greek. They spoke Greek and I didn't speak any. So we actually had these conversations through Murph. And without that, we wouldn't have really had that connection. So it just helps build a bridge and make those connections with the people in the community.
And that's so special. And was it those moments with Murphy that led you to think, okay, you know what? Let's put some serious, research and study into this because it's really positively benefited me personally.
Yeah, he was what inspired a lot of this work. Just through the fact that I was going out walking and I met so many people and made some long lasting friends through Murphy. So that's really what's inspired all this work.
Now, we hear of animals visiting places like nursing homes. Do those temporary visits have a positive impact, or is it better to have an animal permanently located on site?
But actually, I don't think there's been that much research that's looked at that. And even visitation animals, there's not a lot of research that's actually compared those two. So I don't think I can confidently say. I guess what we're going to be doing is a mix. There'll be some people that might have a pet of their own that could be part of the program, but there'll also be obviously some pets that will visit people that don't have their own pets. But we know that interaction with pets can just be that bridge to conversations, and that's what we're hoping to test in this study.
So can anyone get involved in the study? How does it work?
Well, we're going to be partnering with four aged care facilities across Melbourne and Queensland who are going to host a pets and people group. And we're going to have allied health students across Monash and James Cook universities helping running the program using a mix of digital and face-to-face activities. So we're going to, we'll be recruiting from those aged care facilities as well as migrant and refugee centres and international students at Monash and James Cook University.
We're chatting with Monash University researcher Dr. Em Bold about whether bonding with animals can reduce loneliness and social isolation. Em, I know that with my little dog, Fuzzy, I just have to take him anywhere and, it's easy to start a conversation with someone. In fact, most of the time people approach me and say, oh, can I pet your dog? How old is he? Et cetera, et cetera. You've done some previous studies using pet dogs as catalysts to social connection. Are dogs good for sparking conversation, or is it just in my experience?
No, that's, I mean, that was my experience too, and that's what led to a couple of previous studies where we had people go out either without a dog and with a dog. And what we were able to show is that people had more interactions when they went out into the community with a dog than when they were without a dog.
Can it be, can someone else's dog offer that sort of benefit? Because I know, like, I personally don't own a dog, but let's say Warren and I go to a cafe and, or, you know, we hang out socially and then Fuzzy helps that interaction. Could that also positively affect someone sort of peripherally?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we did in the previous study. People didn't have their own dog, so we had a volunteer go out with their own dog, and they took participants with cognitive disabilities into the community, and they went out initially without a dog and then with the volunteer's dog, and they were able to have more interactions both with the volunteer's dog but also other people's dogs in the community, and other people in the community came over to them to talk about their dog, the dog that they were walking.
Amazing. So good.
Exactly. And I'm sure really any dog owner, you know, can say that having a dog certainly is a starter for conversation and, you know, for getting company as well. Em, thank you so much for chatting with us today on Joy Drive.
Thanks for having me.
Em, if people wanted more info about the Pets and People program, where can they head?
They could email me, and we'll also be putting information on the National Centre for Healthy Ageing website in due course, I think.
Perfect.
Fantastic. Awesome. So if anyone emails us, we'll give them your email address. Em, thank you so much. Chat to you next time.
Thank you.
That's Monash University researcher Dr. Em Bolt, and it's called the Pets and People PAPS program.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.